Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations stands up for Ukraine as their country is decimated by Russian soldiers. 141 countries voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution deploring Russia's aggression against Ukraine and demanding the immediate and complete withdrawal of all Russian forces from Ukrainian territory. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has a message for the Russian people.
We know many of you want no part of this war. You, like Ukrainians, like Americans, like people everywhere, want the same basic things. Good jobs, clean air and water, the chance to raise your kids in safe neighborhoods.
The January 6th committee says it has evidence that President Trump and his campaign tried to illegally obstruct Congress counting of electoral votes. The complaint was filed in California's Central District Court and includes depositions from top aides to Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fitbit watches are supposed to help you keep healthy, but one recall says Fitbits can actually harm you.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
As the United States continues to buy Russian oil, oil prices jumped higher. In fact, over $110 a barrel on Wednesday. Experts are saying it's a response to a flood of divestment from Russian oil assets by major companies and expectations of a short supply for months to come. The market surge has been dramatic, with global benchmark Brent crude oil gaining 11% this week alone. USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
As Russian violence continues in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin claims the reason is to remove Nazism in that country. Many are not buying the Russian propaganda and are taking action with their wallets.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquors sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One lawmaker says we need further sanctions against the Kremlin. Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas said last night that President Biden should cut off all oil sales from Russia, saying it would really give them a sting and shorten the length of the war. End quote. traffic accidents jumped last year in America.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and we're going to be talking about Putin's war in Syria, Russian foreign policy, and the price of America's absence. The author, Dr. Anna Borshskaya, is with us. She is the author and an expert. Her breadth of research and expertise brings a needed perspective of how Putin's war in Ukraine is playing out right now. Anna, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate the time.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, there's been so much conjecture and opinion about Putin and how this Ukraine war is playing out. And for you, it's no surprise. You've been a student of Putin for a long time. And I think one of the key aspects of your book that you bring out is that the West somehow has this disease called a failure of imagination. We so want to rush to judgment and think we have all, you know, full understanding that we fail to really consider the full breadth of this man.
That's right. That's right. Unfortunately, we're now seeing the most tragic effects of that today in Ukraine. The fact of the matter is, for years, we consistently underestimated Vladimir Putin in the West analytically. We misunderstood just how far he was willing to go, and also that there was that he was driven by a lot more than just tactical opportunism alone, and that's really the key point that there was a degree of strategic thinking involved, just not the kind of strategic thinking that we understood.
Exactly, Dr. Borshkaya. This is a man with a plan, isn't he?
Unfortunately, yes. Again, a horrific plan that we're seeing unfolding in Ukraine now, especially. But if you think back for the last decade, this started, his aggression began in Georgia in 2008, then annexing Crimea 2014, then the Syria intervention, all and escalating to the present in Ukraine.
Well, in your book, Putin's War in Syria, help us understand that piece of the puzzle and why that's important and why this gave way to these other moves that he's making.
Historically, the Russian state looks at the entire broader Middle East region, and that would sort of the Middle East together with the Caucasus and Central Asia, as its sort of soft, vulnerable underbelly. Unfortunately, since the end of the Cold War, we analytically we focused entirely on Russia's relationship with Europe, but the Russian state doesn't separate these regions that way. And frankly, Ukraine and Georgia also, again, the Caucasus are a big piece of this. This perception of vulnerability when you look at the Black Sea, the Sea of Azov, the Mediterranean, this triad, basically, and a historic Russian push for control of these waters.
where we are right now, it almost seems that this was non-negotiable. That, as I said, Putin is a man with a plan. And, you know, what can you negotiate? It's almost like Israel trying to negotiate with the Arabs, you know. It's almost a fait accompli. You know, we just want you dead and gone. So what are we going to negotiate? Our demise? How you kill us? Is that what this comes down to?
Well, essentially, I mean, we negotiated differently because we completely misunderstood each other just at the core of what our value systems are. Putin used, ironically, what we ourselves would call a whole-of-government approach. It was coercion. It was compelling. It wasn't just military. It was also all the tools, diplomacy, economics, information operations. Everything worked to support state goals. This is why when he surrounded Ukraine in the previous weeks before the invasion, all tools were on the table. Again, coercion. The diplomats signaled that the Russian diplomats would signal they would put missiles in Cuba and other parts of Latin America. And we simply focused on diplomacy alone, and that's why this diplomacy did not work.
Right. And this is the surprising thing, as you said, I mean, I can see this clearly, that Putin is using the strategy in many ways that the West has utilized. And I don't understand why they're not figuring this out, other than, you know, that that part of your book when you talk about a lack of imagination is, you know, it just comes ringing out through my mind here.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I think the issue is that, look, we won the Cold War. Communism was proven to be a failure. And we had assumed, perhaps a little bit naively, that the world really has fundamentally changed and moved on. But for a certain number of people in the KGB, they wanted another chance to play out the Cold War with an alternate ending. For them, this was not over. This was just not. And now this is round two. This is what he's trying to do.
This is really almost like Germany, deja vu, World War One all over again, right? Into World War Two.
That's right. I mean, we're seeing the biggest war in Europe since World War Two. We're seeing, looking at reports, there's comparisons between the siege of Kiev and Kherson to the siege of Leningrad. And keep in mind, too, Ukraine is not a country on the periphery. It's the largest country on the European continent, over 40 million people. This is at the heart of Europe.
Exactly. Well, you know, again, getting to one of the aspects of your book is that, you know, history demands accountability. It demands a deep dive, and this is what your book has given us, Dr. Borshchikaya, is that you've given us, you know, something that we can historically hang our hats on and gain some understanding if we're willing to utilize this information. Sadly, as historians have said, the problem with history is we don't learn from history. But at least, you know, for a party of one, you've brought to the discussion and to the historical annals of an account of what happened in Syria, Putin's mindset, and give us some and have given us an insight into his grander plan that Ukraine. It's not going to stop at Ukraine. I think people understand it, and you know. So maybe you can give us an idea in terms of this grander plan where we go from here.
Sure. Well, I mean, first, you know, quick point about Syria. When Putin intervened in Syria, and this was really the key misunderstanding analytically, everybody thought that this will turn into another quagmire for Syria. That Russia will quickly overstretch, just like the Soviets did in Afghanistan. But this Syria intervention was precisely designed to avoid that scenario. What's happening now in Ukraine, of course, raises a lot of questions, and that's your question about what happens next. Clearly, Putin miscalculated, he thought this would be over in a few days, just like in 2014. But he's doubling down. He's not stopping. And, there's lots of discussion now about whether or not he's crazy. I'm not so sure. Unfortunately, he's committed. And throughout most of human history, war was a very rational choice for a lot of leaders. But the question is, will he start testing NATO? Will he create a pretext to get NATO involved? Will he escalate this into other countries? He's certainly not stopping, and that's really incredibly dangerous.
My instinct is to reject this idea that he's crazy. I mean, we've been saying our own president is crazy. I mean, it's like this rhetoric is flying around, and this is dangerous. So what? So what if he's crazy? You know, what does that mean? You know, what does that cause us to do? I think anybody that's, you know, invading a sovereign nation, I mean, you have to question their sense of mentality. So big whoop. I'm not going to waste my time with a lot of rhetoric here, just personally speaking. We've got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from Dr. Anna Borshiskaya and her new book, Putin's War in Syria. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. If someone had told Reverend Byers that his vision for global missions would not only survive 75 years, but also share the gospel in multiple languages and countries on three different continents, he might not have believed it. We praise God for the longevity of the Tide Ministry, and we're grateful that we get to be part of God's mission to save His lost children. Looking ahead to the future, we've unrolled our Diamond Vision Plan, which highlights five key features for potential growth. Many listeners request Bibles and Christian literature so they can learn more about Jesus. The third Diamond Vision facet is Solidify, which defines how we will develop and supply more resources to help new believers to grow in their faith and live in right relationship with God. To learn more about the Tide Ministry's goal to improve the sustainability and strength of our strategies and structures for the discipleship of new believers, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
For
Borshchaya continues with us. She's the author of Putin's War in Syria, Russian Foreign Policy, and the Price of America's Absence. Her breadth of research and expertise brings a needed perspective of how Putin's war is playing out in Ukraine. The senior fellow at the Washington Institute focusing on Russia's policy toward the Middle East is with us to talk more. Anna, there's lots of conjecture going on right now when you consider, what weaknesses there may be here in Putin's plan. The West doesn't want to get involved. President Biden has made it clear we're not going to put any boots on the ground here. You're dealing with a nuclear power, and the mainstream media is presenting him as some sort of crazed individual who has his finger on the button, and if you back him in the corner, then he's going to let loose. In fact, he's kind of suggested as much. He's warned the West to stay out of this. If they get involved, they're going to feel pain like they've never felt before. But the other thing that we're seeing here are his soldiers who are abandoning tanks, it's being reported. We've got unrest in Russia itself, which is no easy thing. I mean, if you defy the government, you're talking 20 years of incarceration. And we're hearing of thousands of people on the streets of Russia revolting against this attack on Ukraine. Is this a long-term potential weakness to the underbelly of one Vladimir Putin?
Look, long term, I mean, he has perhaps already cornered himself, and one could easily say that in the long term he's already lost. But, there are two things going on. There's the long term and the short term. The short term is that at this stage, unfortunately, our focus on the fact that, yes, he, no matter how you look at it, in the end, he lost so much. Will this be enough to save Ukraine right now? And that's quite unclear to me because, unfortunately, our failure to understand him and, the fact that so many people are calling him crazy again suggests just what different worlds we live in, and we simply did not understand mm-hmm. how he thinks. The only way to describe it is to say it's crazy. But the invasion continues. The brutalization of Ukraine continues, and he could escalate into other countries, and that's really it should be the key focus right now. We shouldn't be patting ourselves on the back just because we lost.
Oh, not even close. I mean, it grieves me to think right now, as you and I are talking, people are dying in Ukraine and suffering unnecessarily. And as your book points out, the West has been MIA in all this. Now, all of a sudden, they're coming, they're coming to the front. But, and I often use this expression, and I don't know if you're familiar with it, but there was a Pennzoil commercial out for many years, and I think every once in a while it comes back. It says, you can pay me now or pay me later. The inference is if you pay now, it's a lot cheaper. But if you pay later, it's much more expensive. And here's where we are. Our country has been influenced by democratic policy that has this idea of leading from behind, which is an anathema. You can't do this. But yet we continue to do this, and the West has fallen victim to that. I mean, here now all of a sudden you get Germany saying, okay, we'll pay up our 2%. We're in. Well, yeah, but right now we need more than your 2%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, and this is again our overemphasis on sanctions as the only basically as a substitute for policy rather than only one of many tools of policy reflects the fact that we've gotten very comfortable. The U.S.-led global order that Putin despises so much, within the grand scope of human history, brought an unprecedented era of peace and prosperity that most human beings have not experienced. And we forget how hard life really is and how much sometimes you have to sacrifice to protect the things that matter the most. Sanctions have been a cleaner tool, but even Biden said in his remarks it's a long-term tool.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, even here, there's more we can do, and that has to do with sanctioning oil that is now flowing from Siberia into Europe, really financing the war. But that would require putting up with a lot of discomfort. And the question is how, again, it's a question of being able to put up with discomfort over principle.
You know, how much pain can you withstand? I mean, that's really the question. And that's what's real clear. And Putin understands this because he sees what they're doing. Okay, they're sanctioning. They're saying that for, you know, political cover. They're really not serious about it. And Putin is serious. And when you have somebody who is imposing himself in this sort of manner, you've got to meet him head to head. If you don't, he continues to move forward. So it's clear that these sanctions, I mean, which is interesting because here you have the vice president saying these sanctions are going to really deter him. They're going to, and then within 24 hours, you know, you've got the president saying, well, we never expected the sanctions to do that. Well, right. You know, that's not leadership. I mean, it really confuses everybody. And not to mention the fact that here you are, you're kind of playing a little bit of this cat and mouse game with a guy who has nukes available to him. And the thing that I'm concerned, and maybe you can give us some insight on this, is threatening Putin with war crime recriminations, backing him in a corner that could end up creating the very thing we're trying to avoid.
Well, certainly, look, it's important to acknowledge the fact that that there are war crimes being committed. And I think, unfortunately, we should be under no illusion that, A, that's going to stop him, and, B, that real persecution for war crimes is imminent either. Unfortunately, we saw a failure of the United Nations Security Council. Look, in a situation like this, the UN was created precisely to avoid situations like this. Mm-hmm. There should have been the UN Security Council should have authorized a peacekeeping mission prior to the invasion, but obviously Russia vetoed it. So we're seeing a failure of post-World War II liberal institution.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this goes back to Putin's aim to erode this liberal U.S.-led global order.
Well, if the U.N. is going to continue, it's got to seal this up, doesn't it? I mean, it's got to figure this out. You cannot continue to be vetoed by an opposing party that is the very thing that you're trying to, you know, do away with in the interest of peace, right? I mean, because otherwise you're just worthless.
Right. I mean, and look, we saw even Congress began a discussion. I believe there was a resolution introduced of kicking Russia off of the Security Council. But and in principle, it's the right motivation, the right idea. But even the congressman who put it forth recognized that it's not going to happen, that it's simply a gesture almost. It looks almost helpless, as if, you know, acting because you simply don't know what else to do. And that's the world that we're facing right now.
She's a senior fellow at the Washington Institute. Her expertise is on Russia and the Middle East, Dr. Anna Borshchevskaya. Her book, Putin's War in Syria, Russian Foreign Policy and the Price of America's Absence. I like what Admiral James Stavridis, I hope I'm saying that correctly, U.S. Navy retired. He says the first step for accountability begins with accurate history, and this volume will be a central part of it. That's quite an endorsement for all your research and hard work, Anna. And for people that want to have a better understanding of Vladimir Putin, this is a must read, and this will give you some additional insight if you are just responding to 8-second sound bites that you hear on the TV or radio. You're selling yourself short. There is so much more to know. I got to imagine when you hear some of these commentaries on the television, Dr. Borshchevskaya, that it's kind of like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. You just go, they just don't know, do they?
Right. Well, hopefully we will have a much more serious discussion and a reassessment of Russian strategy, given the unprecedented nature of this crisis.
What's absolutely key? We got about a minute left here, Anna. What would be the key element, you believe, that could make the difference here and save Ukrainian lives and maybe bring Russia to a table of where, you know, we can listen and communicate and avert war?
Well, I think first we need to keep supplying Ukraine with sufficient offensive weaponry. What Zelensky said very clearly, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. I need weapons.
Yes. Right.
We need to. Well, we ruled out a no-fly zone, unfortunately, but that would be another way to do it. We also need to horizontally escalate across other theaters as well. We can't just hide this out and wait for this to end, because Putin is not stopping. That I think we need to understand how serious this is.
Exactly. Dr. Anna Borshchevskaya, thank you. I appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603D787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations stands up for Ukraine as their country is decimated by Russian soldiers. 141 countries voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution deploring Russia's aggression against Ukraine and demanding the immediate and complete withdrawal of all Russian forces from Ukrainian territory. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has a message for the Russian people.
We know many of you want no part of this war. You, like Ukrainians, like Americans, like people everywhere, want the same basic things. Good jobs, clean air and water, the chance to raise your kids in safe neighborhoods.
The January 6th committee says it has evidence that President Trump and his campaign tried to illegally obstruct Congress counting of electoral votes. The complaint was filed in California's Central District Court and includes depositions from top aides to Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Christy Lee is going to be with us in just a few moments. She's the award-winning former news anchor. And a lot to talk about. The left-wing media lies about Ukraine. I guess it's just lies abound. That's just all it is. In fact, even this most recent inference. Again, another study and look-see into January 6th. People are bound and determined to invalidate Donald Trump, to get him somewhat associated, with some treasonous act and insurrection, because if, in fact, insurrection could be tied to him, then that would take him out of the race in 2024. Christy joins us now. Hey, Christy, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Lots to talk about, including the State of the Union, of course, Ukraine. But before we do, as I was just telling the audience, more news about January 6th. Now you've got a California group that are trying to indict the former president about January 6th. They say now they have proof that supposedly that the president, including the vice president, were involved in interfering with the counting of the votes. All this language about insurrection, some people with a little bit of reason have said, you know, if this was an insurrection, it was the worst planned insurrection ever. Nobody brought a gun. And anybody that would want to execute a coup, in most cases, they would have had the military or some power base involved, and just the bully pulpit is not enough, obviously, to change, the vote count, right?
Right. I mean, they're just grasping at straws. Obviously, anyone can see that. I mean, and they do it to cover up for their own malfeasance. There's so many questions that are unanswered still about January 6th that have absolutely nothing to do with Donald Trump. I mean, even just the bomber, you know, the one that brought outside of the DNC and outside of the RNC, and the bombs didn't go off. So he was immature enough to not figure out how to make the bombs go off, but professional enough to evade the FBI, even though they've apparently tracked down everybody that was there, even just walking around. So none of it adds up. They're covering their own rear ends, if you will. And I mean, what's crazy is that it's just even the conflicts of interest that Pelosi is essentially spearheading this. And she was really the one that was supposed to be highly involved in the security that day.
Absolutely.
So if anyone should be investigated and anyone should be having their phones looked into, it should be Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but she made it clear up front that there was not going to be any investigation of her. She was not going to participate. She was not going to come, you know, there down the hallway in the committee hearings to offer any kind of testimony whatsoever. Because we do know, you know, there were things that clearly that she had rejected. You know, there is a timeline from the executive office saying where President Trump offered the National Guard. They said no. The Capitol Police said no. They rejected it. And this was days earlier. They knew from, you know, from all the scuttlebutt and research, think you not, that they knew people were coming. They knew there was going to be a large number of people coming to Capitol Hill on January 6th. And so they had a heads up, and they chose to do nothing. And as a result,
they won't even confirm or deny if FBI plans were in there. And we know of at least one because of other reports. So it's just insane what they're trying. They're desperate. I think this shows their desperation to continue to try. And I mean, my goodness, we're still in the Durham investigation showing, proving that they lie repeatedly. And yet they're going to try and pin something else on Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here, you know, and we've known, again, this is just confirmation of what we've known all along. I mean, even the Mueller investigation proved that they had nothing, that this was all a false narrative. This was a lie brought to us by Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton is just running around scot-free. And look at all that she cost our country, her and the Democratic Party. I mean, we had a legally elected president of the United States working on behalf of the people, and his administration was handcuffed all the way through from day one with all this resistance and false narrative, to the degree that you have half of America at the other half of America's throats, and then you have the president of the United States going, you know, we just need to get together. It's like, wait a minute. How can we get you're not even on full face, Chrissy. They're not even coming up and saying, hey, look, we're sorry. You know, we messed up. You know, we got over our skis. We got overly ambitious. We lost our minds. Forgive us. No. But yet he's going to try and tell us that somehow there needs to be some middle ground here. Well, you can't have middle ground until you have the truth.
You can't have middle ground when your whole administration has been so authoritarian. There's no middle ground when you're forcing people to make decisions that they don't feel comfortable with and ruining their livelihoods with the unscientific basis of your totalitarian dictates. Mm-hmm. There's no middle ground with that.
Well, exactly. And I don't know if you saw this footage the other day of Governor DeSantis in Florida. He's doing a speech and he's got some kids behind him. And he's talking about, about Florida and about COVID and all this. And the kids behind him that they had set up, I guess the people who were setting this up as props, they were all wearing masks. And he turned around, he says, look, if you want to wear a mask, fine. He says, but it's ridiculous. That's not doing you any good. Okay, this comes from the governor of the state telling these kids, well, most of the kids took the mask on, off, some still stayed, but that's indicative of where we are, not only in the state of Florida, but across the country, Christy, is that where do we get to that point where we can feel like, okay, things are safe. We're, you know, all these things that we've been conditioned to for the last, I mean, the damage that has been done psychologically to the American people in the last 2.5 years is unforgivable.
And it's just continued gaslighting. I'm on Facebook, and I just got a notice the other day from the powers that be that my posts were going to be lower because I dared to share that the CDC had updated their milestones, even though they have, because it was tied to the mask. They're like, the CDC was working on these updates even before the pandemic. Oh, okay, of course they were. But they waited till now to release them officially. None of it makes sense. It's always gaslighting. It's always an excuse. And, you know, it does make it hard for independent journalists like myself who are trying to build something. And they just can come up with any reason to hit you, suppress you, censor you. It's insane.
Well, it really, and when you think about it, Christy, we've been canceled. We've been, you know, limited. Our bandwidth has been squashed, you know, for the last 2.5 years. And what did we say? You know, we reported on the truth. And now all of a sudden, because they've decided to catch up with the truth and not hold it back, it, you know, it's like all this fuss, you know, over Joe Rogan. Well, we've all been saying this. And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, you know, please give me a break. I mean, this is why the First Amendment is so important. And this should be an indictment, such a clear indictment on those that want to control speech. You know, the social media oligarchs, the mainstream media that are all bought and sold by the Chinese and that are controlling the narrative right now. I mean, you take away free speech and you really hamper our democracy. And here we are, the very thing that we say we must avoid, darkness, when it comes to democracy. We are this is self-inflicted. I mean, we're turning the lights off on democracy and we're wondering why we're not so free. I mean, is this silly?
It's so silly. And I mean, every day we get vindicated on the concerns that we had. They've used manipulation of data here in the U.S. to, again, gaslight us into buying into the mainstream narrative. Just today, or I believe it was yesterday, WND came out with an article that UK data shows that fully vaccinated people account for 9 out of 10 COVID deaths. I've been saying this from the beginning. Why is our data so much different than what you'll see in Israel or UK? It's because they have tried to fit the data to fit their narrative. And the only way that we've been able to see that clearly is by seeing what's going on in other countries.
Mm-hmm. And to your point, Christy, Dr. Ryan Cole got canceled. I mean, this guy's a multi-degreed individual in virology, MD, all this stuff, all up, you know, the yin and the yang. And he questioned, he said, look, you know, at the time there were 16,000 post-vaccinated deaths, right? And he says, in my business, there would have been, you know, thousands of autopsies conducted. He says, after 16,000 people had died at that time, he says, only one autopsy has been done. What does that tell you? We've got more from Christy Lee after this.
It's all charitable donation.
At Magda's Tax Prep, every person counts.
I do not have to file for an extension.
She needs new auditors to maximize returns on her family time.
On itemized deductions. Hey, can someone help with these 1099?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's say your business does $10,000 to $15,000 or more monthly revenue. There are times when you need more cash flow to run your business, right? Well, if you're a business owner in this situation, you need to call the Merchant Funding Line. We don't play by bank rules. We're a direct lender with the power to approve deals. We look at your business and we decide how much money to lend you. Good credit or bad credit, even if your business was affected by the recent pandemic. If your business is solid, we can lend you up to $500,000 in one day. That's $500,000 in one day. Use the money for anything you think is right to run your business. If you need money, call now to learn how easy it is to get up to $500,000 in as little as one day. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. 800-296-1229. That's 800-296-1229.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Christy Lee, an award-winning former news anchor, worked in the news industry for about 20 years in TV news for 13 years, and is the lead evening news anchor since 2015. But like yours truly, you know, you get frustrated with the way the narrative is controlled, how you see that history is not being presented fairly. Christy made a decision to create for herself a venue where she could be independent. And like I say, like yours truly, I mean, we're so grateful for the network of stations that have joined us in being able to be, as we say, independent and free, you know, from the entanglements, especially of, you know, the communist Chinese, Christy, as we see how they've got a stronghold over the, you know, over the editorial boards and the newsrooms across the country. It's much more pervasive than people realize. And we say, okay, the communist Chinese, but it's also all the other acolytes, the elite capture that are a part of this network that at the end of the string, you look and you go, wow, all strings lead to China here. What's all this about?
Yeah, I mean, when I just got back from CPAC, and when I was there, I spoke to a woman named Jane, and she had escaped from Beijing many years ago, and she was just so passionate about people need to wake up, you know, our media is already controlled by the CCP, like, yes, they're coming for you, you know, I mean, you're just the passion in her voice, she knows what it's like to live under, you know, that kind of a fear and that infiltration of communism, and she's just like begging those around her to wake up to it because she knows what's coming for them, you know?
Exactly.
So, I mean, that's one of many that I'm still working to upload on my websites, but she's definitely not the only one that I've spoken to that have come here from more totalitarian countries, and just they see it more than we can. You know, we're like the frog in the water, and we're just
exactly
like, oh, you know, this is just temporary. You know, we'll get our. It's like, yeah, right. No, it's not.
Well, and similarly, I spoke a couple of weeks ago with two women from Venezuela. They've been here for 2.5 years. One's an attorney, another was an educator. Very smart women. And they just cannot believe what's happening here in America. And they see the signs. They're going, the exact same thing that happened in Venezuela is happening here. And you guys aren't seeing it. And bless their hearts. I mean, they're not even citizens. And they're sounding the alarm because they escaped Venezuela, you know, where their people, one of the richest and most beautiful countries. They showed me pictures of what Venezuela was like, you know, before Maduro came in and Chavez. And, you know, it was a beautiful country. You know, all the energy, the oil and everything was flowing, you know, it was just gorgeous. And now it's dark, it's dank, people are eating out of the back of trash trucks, Christy. I mean, inflation through the roof, and they see all the signs, you know, open borders. They let all these Cubans come in and take over the demography of Venezuela. They changed the whole, you know, the whole demographic makeup of the country. It was no longer, you know, there was nationalism had been, you know, kind of diluted, so to speak. Kind of like what's happening in our country. And they see it and they go, you guys are in trouble here, you know. And, you know, to your point and to this other gal's point that you had interviewed, they're all seeing the same thing. And they can't believe that, you know, here, this powerful nation of America in which we live in, how we've fallen victim to all this.
Yeah, it's really scary. And then you got to wonder with people like, you know, dictator in Canada and our dictator here,
yes.
is it a lack of self-awareness or is it just this emboldened they know they're not going to have to pay? I mean, there's a quote from Biden in his State of the Union speech, and he says, throughout history, we've learned this lesson. When dictators do not pay a price for their aggression, they cause more chaos. They keep moving, and the cost and threats to America and the world keep rising. And so, of course, he's directing this toward Putin, but it's just like he could easily be talking about himself.
Exactly.
He has not had to pay a price for his aggression. These poor children, masked up for 8 hours a day in school, their education has suffered. You know, our youngest are not reaching their milestones. And we did this for nothing that affected them. They always had a ridiculously high survival rate.
Right.
And we abused them, our country, and we allowed it. Our country allowed them to abuse our youngest. And he hasn't had to pay a price for his aggression, as he says. So,
well,
and now it's just like they're all unmasked. And suddenly they're going to play us, you know, like, and give us a little taste, only to, you know, they're going to take it back.
Mm-hmm. And to this point, and the point you're making, look at what has this country done? I mean, not only to children, let's talk about the children not even born yet. What have we done?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is just a further manifestation of it. But no accountability. You're exactly right. It gets worse and worse. And it's kind of like where we are right now with Ukraine. It's I keep telling people, it's that old Pennzoil commercial. You can pay me now or pay me later. The idea is you pay now. You deal with the pain now and the expense of it a lot cheaper than down the road. And here we are right now. We're on the brink of World War III because we ignored signs and things about Russia, about what was going on in Ukraine and the greater geopolitical inference and impacts and all that. And now we're looking at some serious expenses, including human life that we're talking about. And we're watching this on television every day, and it's heartbreaking. And, you know, and I just look at, I'm a man of faith. I believe in prayer. But if I hear one more person say, hey, we're praying for you, you know, Christy, look at, I get the sentiment, but it's more than that. You know, because I think it's real casual to say, hey, I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, these people need real help right now. We've got people dying. I mean, the body counts, you know, just the difference between yesterday and today. I mean, now we're talking thousands more people dying in the streets of Ukraine. And we say, you know, I'm praying for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all due respect, if you know where I'm coming from.
We know that they love war. These establishment politicians, career politicians, they love war. They've always gotten us into a war. They're stoking the fires of war and continue to. The only one that didn't have us in war was Donald Trump, and he was supposedly Putin's puppet.
And he was the one that was going to get us to war, right? That was the whole deal. Oh, he's going to take us to war. Yeah, exactly. And he was the one that kept us out of war and kept everybody in check. including the Chinese. And the Chinese didn't like it, and that's why they, you know, but we can't talk about that. We can't talk about their fingers meddling in our elections. We can talk about Putin, possibly, but we know the Chinese were heavily involved by the research that is done, the empirical evidence, but Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to look into that, and you can't blame her because, you know, her and her family are making a lot of money from the communist Chinese, so they don't want to cut off, you know, that gravy train, do they?
No, they don't. But it does get frustrating. Like I said, at CPAC, I was frustrated. I was really trying to hold to account these politicians. We're sick of all of the good words. We want to see more action. We are fed up, you know, and I said that to a lot of these politicians. Here I am in Texas with Governor Abbott, who seems like he'd be great. He said a lot of great things. It appears like he's doing things, but it's not enough. It's not enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're exactly right. This is where we are right now. I mean, the State of the Union. You know, you watched it, and I was disgusted. I'm sitting there going, well, wait a minute. You know, my comment to my friend was, did Biden go to CPAC or something? Because he's echoing some of the values. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, see what happens? There's no ethos. There's no soul to what he said because he doesn't believe it. They're just words. He's being the typical politician. And it was amazing because CBS did this poll on it. In fact, one of the Democratic strategists had made this comment, kind of a drop your mic moment. Well, you know, 80% of the people approved of, of his speech. Well, you know, even CBS had to admit that, that what influences those numbers is the fact that in any State of the Union, the people that mostly watch are the people from the party. So, of course, you're going to have 80% of the people, you know, like it, right? But you know, she echoes that talking point off like as if, yes, all of America watched it and 80% of all of America go, well, no, that's not, come on, that's disingenuous. You know, here's the truth, right?
Right. I mean, these are the words that he was able to get out. I mean, how many blunders did we have to painfully sit through? I mean, who are the Uranians?
Yeah, right. I know.
I don't know who the Uranians are. Are we dealing with another planet now?
Yeah. Well, and people are still wondering what he meant. What the heck did he mean by go get them? You know, his last words, you know, go get them. What does that mean? In fact, when he started to say that, I said, don't tell me. He's not going to say go Brandon, you know. But no, he said, go get them. And it's like, what? You know, it's like nobody wanted to talk about it. It almost reminded me of who is the campaign running for president? Governor, and he got all excited, and it took him out. I mean, he lost all of a sudden. He lost all credibility.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
You go, ee-haw! You go, yeah. Like one of those ee-haw moments or something. Gosh, I can't remember. Oh, it's terrible. I can't remember his name. I see his face, but forgive me. Anyway, but you know what I mean? It's just like how it was such a non sequitur. It's like, okay, well, what are we gonna do with that?
Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Yeah, right.
Come on, man.
Yeah, but even come on, man, I can get that. But you know, it's all this other stuff. Then I gotta say, go get him.
I gotta say something. But I do want to caution people, you know, be careful about any news at all that you're hearing about Russia versus Ukraine. There's so much propaganda floating around. I can't even keep up with the things that are changing by the day, the lies that we've been told, and then they turn out to not be true. So I think we do need to be cautionary with any information that's coming out right now. Mm-hmm. We can't trust our administration, obviously we can't trust with all the propaganda.
Well, clearly, there's a lot of confliction. I mean, even in Russia, Christy, you've got Russians who are demonstrating in the street. They're being arrested, and they're facing 20 years in jail. I mean, they don't mess around there. And so for the population, the citizens of Russia, to reject what Putin's doing is quite interesting. And then we're hearing stories on the battlefield of, soldiers just getting out of their tanks, leaving their tanks, going, I can't do this. I don't know. But... keep working hard, keeping the truth out there, and I'm with you. Christy Lee, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You got it.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated.